What's good, family? We are back. Flavor Fest Urban Leadership Podcast. It's been a little minute. That's because we had Flavor Fest and we were catching our breath. But it was an amazing year. We're going to kind of recap Flavor Fest 2023 right here in Tampa. We're going to talk about a few other things as well. It's going to be a fire episode. So go ahead, do me a favor, like this video, like it so it'll get up in the algorithm. Subscribe to the channel if you ain't already subscribed. And we're about to get it popping today. I'm going to come back with a fire guest. Check it out. Welcome to the Flavor Fest Urban Leadership Podcast, where we talk to innovative artists, creative pastors, church planners, entrepreneurs, and people creating movements. Our goal is to inspire and equip you in ministry, music, and the marketplace. I'm your host, Tommy Urban D. Colonna. Yeah, yeah. What's up, people? Look who I got with me today. My guy, Jabez, the CHH Ninja.
What up, everybody? What up, everybody? I am not going to do the intro. Did y'all notice that sound came and I had my hands up.
I got it for you, bro. I got it for you. We could clap for you and everything.
That's so awesome.
So what's good, man? It's good to have you on the podcast. Finally, man, you are like the host with the most. You like killed it and brought the energy. Everybody loved it at Flavor Fest, man.
Come on now. I'm good, bro. I am. I'm shocked that I'm on here. Mom, I finally made it. Woo! Mom, put on the YouTube. Ma, I'm playing. Mom don't live here.
You know you live with your mom, man. Don't lie.
I'm good, man. Well, you know what? It's funny. Her door, her front of her door is about 15 steps away from me. So when my son's here,
she might actually hear you with you yelling like that.
Oh, she do. She do. She tells me sometimes, are you yelling at somebody? I'm like, nah, I'm live. Leave me alone.
is there a fight that's happening over there in your apartment?
Is everything okay? I'm good, man. The event was awesome. It was, I ran around more at this event than I've had anywhere, to the point where people posted on social media, just saw Jabez. He definitely is the ninja because he keeps running right past me and I still haven't got to meet him yet. And I'm like, don't post that. Stop me and say, what's up, bro? You know?
Bro, and then another person. You were getting your steps in, man. You were all over the place. You were doing parkour, hanging from the ceiling, doing some ninja challenges, flips over people. And like, people are like,
You just gave me an idea for next year because I can include stuff to connect to your ceiling for ninja stuff. And I can come across all the way to the stage.
Let's
like
do
that.
It, man. That'll like take it up another notch, man.
That will be. That we're getting up to the Grammys pretty soon.
Come out on a zip line as the host through the crowd, like right down to the stage.
Did you see the clip of a pastor doing that? Talking about,
I did, bro.
Oh my gosh, bro.
And it was like an older guy in a suit and everything. And it was kind of slow. And then when they started to lower it down, they had all these like the armor bearers all came around him, like, oh, the man of God, we have to make sure he lands okay.
The man of God. That would be funny. But another one was an artist, Regenerate. He had a picture. He took a picture with Kid Lee. And he goes, bro, proof that all you did was run and your energy is way too high. I was like, why? He goes, let me show you this picture. So it's a picture of him and Kid Lee. And he's like this, right? You zoom in on the screen. All you see is the CHH Promotions hat. And I'm running.
It was like a blur.
I just so happened to run across at that time. Oh my gosh, bro. You see that?
But hey, man. CHH Ninja. I just wanted to say, yeah, somebody here, King Legend Talks, he's giving you a shout out, man, in the chat.
Amen.
But I just wanted to say thank you, bro. You did a great job hosting this year. You kept the show flowing. You kept the energy, kept the crowd engaged.
Come on.
I mean, we had a great lineup, but the host always, like, can help really make the show take it to another level, man. So you're great at what you do, and we're grateful that you part of the team, bro.
You know, I used to always undermine hosting, right? So this year was this Flavor Fest for me, for Jabez, was an event of confirmation. So many people, like what you're just saying right now, was just speaking to me in regards to how I kept the flow going, how you were always hyped up, how you wouldn't start until everybody was really with you. And then you're like, okay, and then you would call the next person. Even Christopher Play, you know, you had Play there from Kid and Play come through. Even he stopped me when I was running, though. He was like, hey. how do you say? He's like, bro, I just want you to know. And I'd go to a lot of events. You're a host. Like, you're doing a great job. You're keeping us all engaged. And, you know, so on and so on. And I'm sitting here like, all I'm hearing is womp, 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 womp. Because I'm like, it's Play. You know, like, I don't know what you're saying, bro.
You have a legend tell you that? That's
a legend. You know, he hosts events. He goes to events. He does. He speaks a lot, you know. So that hit me. That hit me real hard. One, he didn't have to. Two, he doesn't know me. So it really is just based off of what I'm doing right then and there. So it's like, it's not preamped to hype me up to make me feel good is where I'm getting at, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. It was awesome. It was awesome. I appreciate
you. You were the favorite Puerto Rican.
Come on, somebody. Let's hold on. And I know I caught everybody off guard whenever I get into preach mode because they're used to just me making them happy, excited, ready for whatever's going on. So when grabbing the information from what was the pastor the first night? The guest on the first night on Friday, I think it was, or Thursday, who spoke?
Tony Gaskins.
Tony Gaskins, yes. Grabbing a part of his story and putting in a word that the Lord gave me. When I got off the altar or the stage, I didn't tell you this, I think, but I had a lot of people pull me to the side and like, yo, Jay, we're just used to you making us laugh and, you know, and whatnot, but you a preacher, huh? And I was like, well, yeah, I opened up a church in 2013 in Canada, you know? So yeah, or 2013 or 14, something like that, in Canada. And yeah, I've been a youth pastor for so many years, but you guys don't see that side because now I just entered into promotions and CHH and the artistry part and the entertainment part of things. So it was a whole different moment for a lot of people who are used to this part of Jabez, you know? And I've had a lot of people like, dude, that's what a host does. You grabbed what the guest speaker was saying and you simplified certain parts for those to remind them, hey, this is what, hopefully y'all got this from it as well.
Yeah.
And again, going back to what I said in the beginning, you know, I used to undermine hosting until this event. Like, I'm really looking at it as a call, as a part of what God has asked for me to do. And it's not just you're calling somebody's name out. You are preparing the atmosphere. That's what a host does, right?
Yeah.
They're preparing the atmosphere for what's to come. And, you know, I went to that this little rabbit hole. And, Pastor, I don't know if you know this, but back in the times whenever the king was to give a message or the king was to be presented, there was a, what was the word? Praise God. There's a certain word for it. It wasn't host, but that's what it comes down to be. It was a host that somebody would call the king out, and they were specific. Not anybody could have just done this. It was a specific call, a specific duty. You were prepared for this, and you were the only one who could say, hey, here comes the king and the queen, blah, blah, blah. Or, hey, the king has a message, whether it's good or bad. And this person was the host, and they were in charge of so much, and it was a calling. What is it?
They were the kingly MC.
The kingly MCs, yeah. And so anyway, that was the rabbit hole of that. And I'm like, wow, Lord, this is a part of my calling. You know, you trust in me and my personal relationship with you to host your people, to bring in the heavenly host, you know, and that's a whole different view when I look at it that way. Now I don't look at it as, bro, I'm just a hyper Puerto Rican calling out people's name and I'm funny. Now it's different.
Yeah. Well, man, you are great at it. One of the guys in the chat right now was saying you're his favorite CHH host.
And, let's go.
But King listen,
legend.
Bro,
yo, you got to.
Before we're going to talk about Flavor Fest and recap it a little bit. But before we do that, like, everybody that's on here may not know about CHH Promotions. They see your shirt. That's what we're referring to that. But tell everybody, like, what you do now full time and, you know, how you're helping push the movement forward.
Yeah, so with CHH Promotions, it's in the name. We promote CHH, right? So for artists, so speaking to the artist side, if you're an artist looking for promotions, if you're trying to get your music on radio, understand the licensing side of things, we have packages that we are able to sit down with you, whether it's phone, FaceTime, whatever the case may be, and help you out with those matters. Or if you just want to purchase packages to get your music out there and exposed to the people, to our Instagram page, our website, get it on the radio, we do those things for you. CHH Promotions Instagram page, though, also tends to lean towards the media side in regards to you would get interviewed on our Instagram page. Our Instagram page for our interviews is definitely, I'm going to be prideful about it. Lord, I hope this is holy. I know pride's not, but I'm going to just say, I think we got the best interviews that's out there for CHH when it comes to IG live platforms, okay? There's so much difference of our interviews compared to your, you know, when'd you get saved? How long have you known Jesus? You know, and oh, praise God, and that's it, you know? I was an artist, so it comes from somebody who was an artist, and yeah. I remember people not really asking me questions to get to know me, to know my testimony, or to really care about even knowing my lyrics. So I make sure that, you know, we focus on that
Let me pause you for a second. You're looking a little bit blurry, man. What's going on with your Wi-Fi? I can hear you, but you're getting...
We had an outage yesterday that got fixed finally. So I don't know what's going to happen now. That's all I can say.
Yeah, you just
look. I'm like good on my side, it looks like. Let me see. Hold on.
I don't know if you can adjust something, or I'm just letting you know. I want you to look good, not just sound good.
Come on, Bishop. Let me see. Video, Wi-Fi, I'm connected.
So
yeah, no, man.
I will, just to what you were saying, bro, I wanna affirm that, because every time you do an interview, you always pull out stuff from people that nobody else talks about. And you're great at pulling out stories and dirt. Like, you do your research and you'll call people that know that person. You did that to me when I was on there, and you called like Scott Free, you hit up Montel Jordan, you hit up KJ52, and you were getting all these random stories about me that they had about me. Like, I'd never had anybody do that before that did an interview with me. So I just, man, give you your flowers, give you your props. Like, bro, you do your thing, man.
I don't know why it's like that. On my side, I'm seeing that I'm looking good on my side, boy. I'm, you know, hey.
Yeah.
But then when I flip it to me, a little blurry. When I flip it to me and you, yeah, it's broken ugly. Dang it. I don't know. I had an outage yesterday. I don't know what to say. And I feel like if I do this and switch my Wi-Fi, I don't want it to kick me off.
Well, Let me see. Does kick you off, you could come right back in.
Hey, he said that's the pride match in the Wi-Fi. Shut up. Let me see. Hold on. Dun, 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 dun. All right, let me do this here. Turn that on. And then let me try one more.
The tech moment right here. Jabez is going to get it figured out, y'all. He's going to get it figured out. Maybe he's got to go out and come back in. We just want it to be quality for the people. I think that's what happened, because he froze now, so we'll see what's up. He's probably going to come back in a second. So, family, Flavor Fest 2023 was amazing. This year, we got to go to New York City. We got to go to Los Angeles, we got to go to Atlanta and to Houston, and then we landed back here in Tampa, and that's what we're going to talk about, the Tampa thing, for a couple of minutes, because there was so much fire stuff that happened in Tampa. You're looking nice and clear now. Boom.
Ooh.
You're back.
Who is that guy?
Ooh. Ooh. So, Jabez, man, tell me, like, what was your favorite experience from Flavor Fest, from the conference part during the daytime, man? what were some things that maybe stuck out to you today? Because a lot of people don't realize, man, so many people still are stuck on, they think Flavor Fest is just a music festival. And what we do in the evening is the icing on the cake. The meat of it, the cake itself, is really what we do during the day when we train urban leaders and we have general sessions and we have 7 workshop tracks. And there's so much great information and sauce that we give to urban leaders, man. We really want to not just inspire people, but equip people to leave and go back to their cities and take it to the next level, man, and rebrand. Right.
And rebrand. So for me, I mean, I enjoy the fellowship, man. Personally, because I get to, even though I ran around a lot, there were some moments where I got to just chill and really get to hear the people who follow CJ's Promotions. And I say that because I know a lot of artists, but I want the fans of CHH. I want people who aren't artists to follow CHH Promotions. We just merged with CHH Powerhouse, and we're trying to use the CHH Powerhouse now with the merger of CHH Promotions as the media side and the entertainment side, so that I can now separate, this is all promotions. Now this one's gonna be all entertainment and media. Still connected, but you know, have it separation, because business is business. You got, you know, yeah. Point blank, praise God. So when I get to run into people, and there's people that I never got to meet personally, but only through IG, and they've been on my page, and I may have interviewed them. They may have purchased a package, and we got to interview them and promote their music. But now I get to finally meet you face to face. You know, I finally get to find out who you really are, because that's my thing. I am a relationship builder. I am a bridge builder.
Yeah, you are.
And that's a hard part to have as a characteristic when you're trying to do business, because now I have to separate the business side of me and, well, I got a soft heart side of me, right? Because then I'd rather be like, well, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it for you. But then that means I'm not growing my business if I'm always just taking care of it for somebody. Yeah. Make sense?
Yeah.
So with that being said, like, I love to build relationships, man. And to be able to sit there with some of the folks, get to finally know them. I take that like to the fullest, bro. I love that so much. Outside of that though, the gatherings that we have, specifically the Saturday when we go out and love the city, that's my most favorite thing of all time. Everyone and their mama has a testimony of that day. Everybody and their mama does, because a lot of people, and no offense artists, no offense Christians, no offense believers, but a lot of y'all talk about hitting the streets, but you don't.
Tell them.
When we have a thing like Love Our City and you don't come out,
yep.
I remember who's not there.
Yep.
I remember who, I had to go back to the hotel, kind of took a shower. Like, I get it. You know, we stinking, we out and about, we're running around, probably you tired. Shut up, because you don't do this at home. Here's an opportunity. Get out there. Yep. There's no excuse.
And you know still what I'm saying? Have plenty come of time to still take a shower and get ready for the concert that night. Because the outreach was at 1:30 to 3. Okay,
many
early in the afternoon. The concert wasn't until 7. And I do want to give a big shout out to my guy, Gabbana.
Holy Gabbana.
Because Gabbana was, I've been doing this for a minute. And he's one of the only headliners that ever went out to the outreach. I mean, a lot of the indie artists go out, but a lot of the headliners, I love y'all. But like you just said, bro, like, I think that sets the standard. I mean, I'm out there as the founder of the event, the pastor of the church, and I'm out there. And, you know, to have Gabbana, and Gabbana was with us, so we can talk about it because he was with us. And even when the outreach was over, basically, that we were doing, we ran out of the food, and we're like, hey, you want to roll up to the flea market and just, like, give out cards because we still had some tickets left. He's like, yeah, let's go. And so we ended up going, like, an extra hour because we went over to the flea market, and it was just super dope because so many people in the hood recognized
that was amazing.
And it was so
that
funny
was amazing
because you guys were driving behind me and I saw these dudes working on a car, and I intentionally stopped in the middle of the street just after them so you guys would have to stop behind me, and then they would look over and see you guys and look in the window and be like, yo, that Gabbana.
Yo.
And then,
this
and
is how
did.
It went.
And I saw you guys getting out of the car, dapping them up, taking pictures. And
this is how that went. What I'm about to say, y'all, I'm pausing myself. I am not cussing, but I'm gonna be real though, because this is me. I never hold back on what I say or do and whatever happens around me. Pastor Tommy pulls over and I'm like, oh dang, I know what he's doing. Like, I just knew we're gonna have to stop to these guys. And I'm like, all right, so my Christian side is always first, but I was from the street. So I'm like, all right, man, Lord, I know you with me, but I don't know these foods. I don't know this block. I don't know the streets. So I got to pay attention to everything. And I'm like, we here doing your business though, Lord. So I'm good, but I just got to be my street awareness. So we pull over and they look, right? And I'm like, oh, this is going to be so good, because I already saw traffic being stopped just because of Holy Gabbana. Yeah. People stopping in their whip at the stop sign like, and that's you, damn, yo, my out here, boo, girl, like doing all this crazy. And he's stopping them like, yo, hey.
Yeah, he's engaging them. He's saying what's up to them.
It's either John or Holy Gabbana. And then he'll talk to them. And then he'll tell them, yo, we're doing a big event tonight. He don't say church first or nothing like that, because he knows they'll probably back up. So he says, big event tonight. Oh, word. Yo, I got VIP. Yo, shut up. You come, we could come. Yeah, bro, you could come. Where's it at? At the church. That's when he says the church part. And then that's when he says, like, yo, this is real. I've changed. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it ministered so much. So, anyways, back to the car. We're in the Corvette blue. You know, it's looking beautiful. And they turn, they look, they say all that, lower the window, and they cussing up a storm. One dude's on FaceTime, like, yo, you're never gonna believe the mother in the building, dog. We got goodbye, yo. He's like, they're going off. And he's giving them a ticket. And I got it on my phone. I forgot to, like, send it. I gotta send it to you.
Yeah, bro, you know, you gotta send me that, man.
I didn't post it. And yeah, man, they're going off. And they were just so, whatever he said, whether they came to the event or not, it was receptive. It was received.
Yeah.
And then that one lady that was dealing with homosexuality, she jumped out the car and talked about how much she has been blessed by his life. You inspire me so much. And he's quickly like, oh, well, my inspiration is different now.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So if she's still being inspired by him before, imagine the work that God's going to do through her then being inspired by him today. Come on, somebody. So man, that going to the flea market, like the way I explain it to other people, man, it was like having Kanye West. They just knew his face. That's how big Gabbana is for Florida.
Yeah.
They knew him.
In the hood.
So it's like
having a Kanye with you. I took him out the first night in the neighborhood to go to this diner. It's literally like two blocks away from the church. And there were several people in the diner that kept coming up to him. People wanting pictures, people saying hello. I was like, bro, that happened to you all the time? He's like, all the time.
Yes.
He's like, I can't get away from it. But he's like, now I'm using to point people to God.
And the beautiful part of all that, Pastor, his character doesn't change.
Yeah.
His attitude doesn't change.
Like you said, you brought that out.
Facial expression.
He didn't start being like, yeah, yeah, what up? Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh. Like none of that. He was just humble, chill, deflected any, like, all the rah-rah and pointed to God. And just love his heart, man. Good dude.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
I'm going to get him on this podcast soon. So stay tuned.
Come on.
Yeah.
So saying all that, you know, doing the Love Our City, I think. So, oh, man, I'm not starting nothing, Lord. I'm just speaking because this is what I do, Lord. Hallelujah. So when we got back and I saw that there was music videos being done and I saw the crowd of people, I'm like, oh, these are all artists. Oh, this is where y'all were at? Like, I was bothered. Praise God that you're doing the music video and things were getting done and you used the car for the music video and I got in the music video. Cool, because I got there at the end. But when I pulled up, my first response to myself was, this where y'all were at the whole time?
Not like, all dang, of them. Y'all. Not all of them, because we did come back later and a lot of them were back from their projects.
Right, right. So what I'm saying, like in the parts of the, again, I don't know how long they were there.
Some of them never went on a project.
Oh. So when we got there, whoever was there, there was a good amount of them. And, you know, it bothered me. It bothered me because I'm an evangelist at heart. Like, I know my office.
Yeah,
I know my calling.
Me too, bro.
And I was just like, you know, hopefully whatever fellowship y'all had was a divine appointment, much needed thing. And who am I to say? You know, I don't know. But it's just my first, like, come on, y'all. There's people out here that you related to so much that could have came. Going back to Holy Gabbana. Four of them came through, right? Or five of them
from
the
street
came through.
We had We had almost 40 tickets that were turned in.
Oof. Yeah. What?
Yeah, but we personally saw several people that we ministered to with him that came that night. And some of those dudes, they were like, they were straight hood, bro. Like that
they
one
were.
Dude with the hair that was up. And he
was he was high as a mud, boy. Yeah,
and when he seen Gabbana, he was like, you know, he went knocking on his friend's door like, yo, look who's here. Oh, you know.
Yeah, he was deep down.
And I spoke to him, and I'm like, yo, what's up, guys? Man, welcome. And I'm like, you guys enjoying it? Oh, yeah, man, this is dope, man. I was like, man, we right around the corner from you, man. It's like, yeah, man, you're going to see more of us, man. We're going to be coming back here. So,
amen.
You know, keep praying for those guys.
And, yeah, man.
Yep. A lot of seeds. Yeah, so, a lot of seeds were planted, for real, for real.
So for those of you that are listening in regards to, like, what did you just get out of that one question of Jabez? What is your favorite part besides the music? It honestly is that Love Our City portion of it. The classes are amazing. I got to go to the artist workshops again. That's the one I go to all the time. If you get a chance as an artist to know that you have Andre, is Andre, right? And Doc Watson to speak.
Yeah. Reach Records,
at any engagement,
RMG. Like, you where else can you go to in person and see those guys and learn from them, get a chance to meet them and build with them? Where else can you get a chance to do that?
Nowhere, bro.
I don't know, you know, and that's the thing. That's one of the reasons why we do Flavor Fest. It gathers our tribe together in person. Mm. There's a lot of stuff that we do virtually online, but there's something special about being in person community. And that's, you know, Flavor Fest. That's why we're taking it to other cities. And we'll talk about that.
Come on. Ooh,
2024. Come on. Y'all got to get ready. The tour is going to be on and popping on another level. We got some stuff that we are planning and brewing up. It's going to be incredible. But, Jabez, what was your favorite mural, man, from the Mural Festival, man? The whole entire west wall of our building got tatted up by my guy Cam One and Talking Walls Art Squad. They killed it.
So, first and foremost, that was just beautiful, man. As a, you know, old hip hop head, growing up, and I wasn't a graffiti artist. I just tagged a lot because I was in a gang, so I had my own tags that, you know, I used to do on the walls and whatnot. But I loved art though, right? To me, graffiti is it's an art. It's a art. It is an expression, urban painting that you're able to do and express in a level of relation to that neighborhood. That's what graffiti is for me. But I don't want to be cliche. It was just like an aha moment seeing Lecrae's mural up there. It's like, you know, he is the name of the name when you think of CHH. You got to keep it a buck. I don't care what you have against him, what you like, what you don't like about him, what you agree with, you don't disagree with, doctrine of stuff. If it's not a salvation issue, then y'all shouldn't be arguing. That's how I feel about with everything as believers, because we tend to love to argue and then be in discord and then we break bridges because of a disagreement that has nothing to do with salvation.
Yeah.
Anyways, before I go on that rant, I think when I just saw that, I had an aha moment. Like, yeah, that's the right person to be there. Mm. He was just the right person to be. That's like having a Nas on your bridge. You're like, yeah, Nas needs to be there. He needs to be the representation of what this bridge stands for, what this borough stands for, New York, whatever the case may be. I felt like that was I don't want to say cliche, but the cliche thing to say, yo, duh, of course it's going to be Lecrae on there. But no, it's more of like, yeah, it needs to be Lecrae up there. And I think that's why I'm going to pick that one out of all of it. Although I could just say just all of it was amazing. But that just sticks out.
Yeah. All right, man. Let's talk about the music now. The music, because you were hosting, so you had an up close personal view of the concerts and everything that was happening. So, what were some of your favorite moments, man, from the concerts?
I've been waiting for this question. When CHH Promotions does a tour, I'm gonna get to your answer.
Not if, but when.
When? Come on, Bishop. You heard that. These two individuals surprised, well, more people did surprise me, but these two blew me off my socks. I am big on entertainment. I like entertainment. Something to grab people's attention to focus on what you are presenting is entertainment. And I am allowing you to enter into my presence, and I am going to rap all that I can and express all that I want to, in hopes that not only did I entertain you, but I also captivated you. I gave you something that you could take, that it can change your life, and blah, blah, blah. So entertainment does all of that. Raise the artist. Okay?
Yeah, love that dude.
And I just went blank, and I shouldn't have. My boy, oh my gosh, why am I going blank?
Think about that for a second, and I'll give Range a shout out. So I love that dude. I love also that he is super plugged in at his home church.
Shout out to
Church City, USA. My God, Pastor Richie Righteous, that's his pastor. And they just got just a great community of artists that are part of that church as well. And he's plugged in. He's on fire for the Lord. He serves at his church. He's involved at his church. I love to see that. And then, of course, just he's super gifted and talented, man, and fun to be around. Like, you just leave laughing after Range walks through the room.
Yeah, and his energy, too. You know, he did a backflip.
Yeah, yeah.
Just standing backflip. And he looked at me when he got off. He goes, I'm like, no, not today, bro. Not today, not today. I'll do it off the stage, not today. Because we talked about it. I was like, yo, if you do it.
Who's the ninja now?
I said, yo, if you do it, I'll come through. He's like, all right, man. But anyways, Range the Artist and Adrian Butler performance was the prime example of what I would use to tell the Stellar Awards, this is why there's more than Lecrae and Bizzle and CHH that y'all need to grab.
Yeah.
This is why there's more than just Reach Records and Stephen Malcolm.
Yep.
This is why there's more than just Wande and NF or whoever else they want to just only use all the time. Nothing against them, praise God. And Social Club is always being called out. I love these brothers. I know most of them. Not Lecrae and Wande, of course. But you have such a plethora of artists and CHH that can bring that to your award ceremony or to just to show the amount of music that's in Christianity. Yeah. Range the Artist and Adrian Butler did something that just blew me away. When Adrian Butler came out in that moment where the phone rings and he's like, oh, man, my kids are on FaceTime.
Yeah, bro.
So he had to, think about this, Pastor.
I've never seen that done before, but everybody was locked in.
Exactly. Now think about it. You got to think, this is how Jabez thinks. When I see that, my creative mind goes into like Urban D book creative mind.
Yep.
I see that and I'm like, he planned this out, duh. He recorded ahead of time, of course. Gave the kids a script to read or kind of go off of, but freestyle so that it's normal and natural.
Yeah.
He had to study how they responded so that he could respond. Like, this is how deep I'm going in, how he prepared.
Yeah.
Just to give us 2 minutes and 30 minutes, two minutes and 30 seconds of a performance to let people know who he is and who he represents, which is Jesus. He did what I call giving your all unto the Lord. When scripture teaches us to everything you do unto the Lord. I bring that into the business aspect and I bring that into like what I do here. I have lighting. I have a certain type of microphone. I have certain type of things that are professional that is going to allow my sound to be better. The quality. You talked about my Wi-Fi and I'm like, crap, I don't want to look that way either. Get it fixed right away because I knew I could try this. You know, everything you do unto the Lord. Adrian Butler brought that scripture to life through his music and giving us a moment to remember. I will never forget that performance. No matter how many more Flavor Fest I do, I will always return back to that moment. And that's the type of impact he made on just a host. Yeah. But this host, to God be the glory, and may this not sound prideful, hopefully this time, you know, I'm a name, right? So him making that of an impact to me, now I'm thinking when I have a tour, I'm hitting him up. Mm-hmm. I need someone who's gonna do this.
Yeah.
And then everyone's gonna remember that night when they saw this crazy performance, and then that person, because I know him personally now, would be somebody who will wait by the stage and pray with you and lead you to salvation and see how you're doing within a month or so on Instagram, maybe, yo, just checking on you. So that's why I would love to be like, let's lift him up in Jesus' name. know what I'm saying? So Adrian Butler and Range the Artist, brother. That's and then of course, if I go to lyricism, and somebody I wanted to see was Kid Lee. Say it again.
I said I'm with you, man. I 100% agree, man. They both had standout performances, and it was just a lot of good indie artists. The beat battle was dope. 16 bar challenge. We had the final round or the breakdancing event was on the main stage, which we haven't done that in years. And so that was super dope for everybody to be able to see, you know, the B-Boys in that final round. We had the fashion show. I mean, it was just so many dope elements. We had the dope coffee all weekend, giving you a little glimpse of what the crossover coffee shop is going to look like. It's under construction right now. Keep praying for us. The second floor.
And the club thing?
What's that?
The club thing y'all had? The club thing with my people from Orlando?
Yep.
The Green Light Park. That was a new addition.
Yep. So every year at Flavor Fest, we're always trying some new things. We're adding some things. We're taking some things away. We're keeping it fresh. We're keeping it innovative. And, so there's always going to be different artists, different lineup, different speakers. We keep it fresh, and we want to expose you to as much great talent, as much great information as speaking as you're coming to crossover to our home to kind of see what church can look like in a creative, innovative, gospel-centered way, multi-ethnic, biblically-centered, right in the city, reaching its community. And so, and a lot of people that stayed for Sunday, you know, a lot of people didn't this year. And Sunday was fire. I mean, we had a fire service. I mean, it was packed out. We had so many people in our first service that we had to add chairs. And there wasn't many Flavor Fest people. So that wasn't the reason we had to add chairs. There was only about a couple dozen people from Flavor Fest that stayed, but man, God is moving in our church. We baptized 53 people that Sunday, Flavor Fest Sunday, so those that stayed over. So if you're going to come to Flavor Fest next year in Tampa, like, stay over till Sunday. Like, don't miss come experience a worship experience on a Sunday at Crossover. And the dope thing that the Lord did for us, Jabez, he gave us a 25-hour day.
Ooh.
At Flavor Fest, and we needed it.
We needed it. That's the horn. That's the part where you need the horn.
Pushed back, and so we gained an hour. And man, we needed that hour, bro, because we was
much needed. I remember for the baptism, the young lady that came out with a joy. It just made me smile. Like, I guarantee I wasn't the only one. And she came out, and she's like, yeah. The water's dripping like a Cinemax moment. La, 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 la. Doves were flying. I'm playing. but it was beautiful. That joy. Yeah. I remember. It just brought me back. You know, I remember when I got baptized, and it's the pure presence of God.
Yeah,
it was so pure. And it just flew out of that. Just seeing her joy of that, and then of course, you know, meeting all the volunteers from Crossover, seeing them at church the next day, you know, and how you doing, how was it for you? And then being able to sit down and talk with members of your church, you know, it's pretty dope.
Yeah, man. Just
it seemed like I was frozen, man.
We got the greatest volunteers in the world, for real,
In the world.
Love my Crossover family. Shout out to them.
Come on now.
That Sunday, man, was the kickoff of the series Gotta Be the Shoes on my new book. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you also hosted the party, man, the book release party, which was a couple of weeks before Flavor Fest, man. So yeah, man, I know you're not a big reader, which, by the way, man, the audiobook is coming out on Audible. It just got uploaded and approved today. And so they said within the next 5 to 10 business days, it will be live on Audible, iTunes, all that stuff. So those of you that
I love audio, how you do that though.
Audio listeners, the audio book is coming.
I love how you did that. That was smooth.
Yeah,
I know you're not really a reader. The audio part, $9.99,
$59. You told me that, man. You told me that before. So, but yeah, man.
So, speaking of your book, can I ask you something about your book?
Yes, sir.
I think I could be wrong. it would be the chapter that would be controversial, maybe. Is that the word I can use, maybe? Satan shoes. You spoke about some things that kind of like in a drive-by, because you could probably make like a whole dictionary worth of information in regards to Astro World and Nike's infamous demonic shoe. Drive-by meaning it was just real quick, because you got to get to your point, right? And you're bringing in Corinthians, you're bringing in scriptures, and you're talking about this here. I want to ask you, did you do that chapter quickly? Or when you started that chapter, did you feel like people would ask you massive amounts of questions in regards to your opinion on the blood part of the shoe, on Astral World? Do you really believe that maybe he opened the portal? Did you think when doing that chapter, are people going to try to come against you in regards to those things? Because talking about those two things can open up a door and a rabbit hole of stupidity.
Yeah. And I think with a book, it's a little bit different than it might be on social media. Those were moments that happened. But I did want to reference them and talk about them to talk about really and set up, you know, the thought of like, look at where our culture is moving. Like hip hop, even secular and mainstream, never had a big satanic influence. It didn't. Mm. That would have been 2 decades ago, 3 decades ago, that would have been frowned upon. People would have been like, yo, you tripping, man. Don't be playing with that. But at the same time, back then, hip hop was the underground music, this new bubbling music that was growing and it was making millions, right. Absolutely. But it wasn't number one. Rock music was number one. This is a point I make in the book as well. Now, since 2020, for the first time, hip-hop has become the number one genre. They have hip-hop and R&B together. The number one genre in the world. And we know that music is a big tool of Satan, because he was the guy who made the soundtracks in heaven. You know, he was Lucifer, and he got kicked out of heaven because he was trying to become like God himself and was jealous. And so he uses music. And now that hip-hop is the most popular genre in the world, now, like, this satanic influence is suddenly becoming, like, mainstream in hip-hop and all kinds of other stuff that's being connected with it. And it's just, it's crazy. But at the same time, I make this point in the book, at the same time that satanic shift is happening, there's a Christ centered shift that's happening at the same time. When you had an artist like Kanye, you know, who was also one of the top artists, came out with 2 fully Christian albums. I mean, his content was Christian, and you can argue about Kanye and say, oh, well, I don't think this, that, he's crazy, whatever. But I mean, those albums, man, and for a season there, he was real. I don't know where he's at now. Got to pray for the brother. But I mean, man, he was blatantly speaking about Jesus and his music, and he was outspoken about it, and he wasn't beating around the bush. I mean, his Jesus is King album and a lot of the content on the Donda album is more CHH than content-wise than a lot of CHH that's out there. And so, and it's funny because a lot of artists in our movement, go ahead, you can do the horn, bro.
I did it. I did the bomb instead. I had to.
Boom. A lot of artists in our movement for a season were always trying to like be so, like keep Jesus on so much the DL because we want to reach people. And if we say Jesus too much, it's not going to be accepted. And we got to really just, you know, water it down a little bit, or, you know, we got to just sneak in there. And like here was Kanye, like, I'm going to call the album Jesus is King, so you have to say it, right? And this is so like in your face. And now granted, I know he's Kanye, so he already had a big following. But it goes to show that not everybody's always going to reject everything about Jesus. You can stand up about it. Some people are absolutely still going to reject it. But on the other hand, like, you can You can talk about it. You can speak about it. You can represent it. And if you don't, God's going to raise somebody else up that will. You know?
Facts. Do you... Okay, no. Let me ask it this way. Would you have wished that the timeline of the Orlando Magic player who just came out with Christian shoes, do you wish that timeline was a little bit different so that you could have mentioned that as well in this book? Because there's an Orlando Magic player, I don't know if you know, yeah, who just came out with shoes.
You don't know this, but he came to Flavor Fest.
Oh, mug!
He came to Flavor Fest in, I think it was either 20, I think it was 2021.
Okay.
He came to Flavor Fest, and that dude is tall. So he came in, and we brought him in through the back door. He came in to see KB, and he came in, and he had to duck to get under the doorways. You know, that's how tall that dude was. Yeah, so I got to meet him and briefly connect with him. I didn't really get to...
Okay.
You know, I haven't spoke to him since then, but yeah, that would have been dope to mention that.
That would have been so dope.
You know, he's got, have he came out, out with those shoes now. The Judah ones, that's what they called. Not the Air Jordan ones, the Judah ones.
Judah ones.
So they're going to come out with the Judah twos, I'm imagining, you know, like next season or right, like next year. But yeah, but shout out to him, man. He's not that far away. I hope we can connect. And yeah, there's another Christian shoe company called Concrete Eden that I just found out about, like literally like after I was finished with the book, and they're actually sending me some shoes, and they're doing some dope stuff. They have a post on Rapzilla. Rapzilla just put out something about their new shoe that just came out. So, but
So did this open up doors for you in the shoe realm?
It's starting to. Because the book just came out. Literally, as we're doing this interview, the book has not even been out for a month yet. But it's starting to. And you know, some of the reasons is if you haven't seen the packaging of it, we also put it in a custom shoebox. And so
Come on, Bishop.
Nobody's done this before. So this is grabbing eyes. This is grabbing attention. We even did like the details, like having the sticker on there, making it all custom. When you open it, there's actually tissue paper around the book, like custom shoe paper with the Gotta Be the Shoes logo on it.
And so, Gotta Be the Shoes. You know,
there's a master class with it as well. So there's 8 videos, one that goes with every chapter. If you don't read all of it like Jabez, you can watch it on video. You know, so you can. But yeah, so it is, I always love having fun with you, bro. It is starting to open up doors. Like, I went to a sneaker show 3 weeks ago, and I had a booth, I had a table. Mm. And I sold several copies. We prayed with a bunch of people. We got to give cards out for the church. We got to minister to people. Through that, I got invited to go to another sneaker show and do a table. And I was going to buy the table, but we're doing a sneaker show at Crossover this Sunday. It's the last day of the series for the book. And we're doing a sneaker show. So I invited a couple local sneaker stores to come and, like, you know, have their shoes on display and whatnot. And so they were like, yo, if you let us come to your event and have a table, I was just offering it to them for free. Like, I want you to just come and be in the building and see what God's doing here. You've never seen anything like this. But now they're like, yo, we want to invite you to come to our event, and we'll give you a table for free. How many tables you need? I'm like, you're going to give me more than one? You know, and the table's like a couple $100 each. So like, yeah, we'll give you, yeah, how many you need? I'm like, oh, I'll take two, right? So I'm going to be at a sneaker event here in Tampa in 2 weeks and having a table there. I did an interview with the executive managing director of SneakerCon. And if you know what SneakerCon is, they are the biggest sneaker event. They call it the greatest sneaker show on earth. They've been in over 100 cities. And in the book, in the masterclass, the interview that I did with him, I just did the interview like a few days ago. We're finishing up episode 5, 6, 7, and 8 for the masterclass. The first four are already up. But he's going to be in episode 5. So we got that interview now. So that's going to be pushed in there. And I'm going to be going to SneakerCon in Fort Lauderdale January 6th. So maybe you can come hang out with me, bro. That's right down the street.
I'm about to say, bro, you better holla at your favorite Puerto Rican.
Come out, Puerto Rican, and you can chill out at the table with us. And but
I'm a salesman. Yeah, so God, you got shoes, bro? I'm a salesman. I'm a salesman. If you got some shoes, I'm gonna sell some things for you.
Come on, man. And yeah, actually, there is. Let me. If y'all don't know this, there is another box. The other box is black. This box is red.
Show them
around the sides. Come on. And these are actually the shoes. So if you want to sell these shoes, I will have some of these there, bro.
Come on.
And, so the book comes in there too.
Bam! But
then there is a custom.
Got the air horn ready.
Custom pair of J's with the book cover on the side. Ooh-wee. And then on the back is the Gotta Be the Shoes logo. Yeah, look at those J's, baby. So these are available. Hey, and by the way, y'all, if you didn't know, the book is free. I'm giving the book
free $3.99.
$3.99 at freeshoesbook.com. Freeshoesbook.com. That's where you can get the book for free. If you want to upgrade and get the box, there is a cost for that. The box actually costs more than the shoes do. I mean, more than the books do. Boxes are expensive. These things are fire, though. So,
I'm gonna be looking at people's shoes, and I'm gonna be like, hey, I noticed you got those, but you don't have these. Let me explain to you about these, right? Duh, that's so awesome, man. So that's dope, man. You know what, Pete? I hope in this whole conversation of cool, there's a CJ's promotions thing. Awesome. Artists are dope. Great. They hit love the city. They hit the streets. Out of all this, I hope to inspire whoever's watching this that if they feel like I've been wanting to write a book or write a play or write a poem or whatever the case is and get it published.
Yeah.
But I wonder how that's going to look. If you do what God has called you to do, with Pastor Tommy being obedient and saying, gotta be the shoes, and then for him to do this and to have the shoe as well, now it's opening up more doors. Again, it's all being about obedience to what God has called you to do. Just do it. Walk in faith, move in faith, and watch what else he does. So when you did gotta be the shoes, you were just thinking, I'm doing this book. This is amazing. It's different. Seems like a magazine on here. Pages are different colors. I even got a special side for my Puerto Rican brother in here. You didn't think to yourself, though, did you? Or is this something you're used to that it opens up other avenues and other doors for you? Because here it is now. Now you're in a whole different culture that you enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
But now you get to be a part of it. Like, I can see that you will be a part of it. What do you call it? What's the word? Steeple? No? Whatever. But you will be somebody that, just like you are in the whole city of Tampa, that they look up to, that they see as somebody who can, and I hate to use it this way, but I'm going to just be realistic of how they would view it first, who can motivate them. Being a positive light of something different that they're not used to in the world of just shoes. And it's just so happens to be that you're a Christian and that you love Jesus. So whoever's out there that wants to produce something, publish something,
yeah,
create something, write something, just be obedient in doing so and watch how not only does that open up the door for what God wanted to do for you anyways, but how much more doors it's going to open up and allow God to use you in those avenues. Because that's dope. Like, I really wanted to ask you that question only. Like, I wonder what doors this may have opened. And knowing that it has opened like that.
Oh, and it's just starting, bro. I believe.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's like you said, it's less than a month.
Yeah.
It's less than a month only.
Yeah. And there's so many other doors that are opening up. Like, I'm going to be out on Ruslan's podcast next week in California. And there's, you know, there's so many dates I'm getting booked for already, even like in January and beyond. So God is definitely opening up some new doors. I'm super excited about what he's going to do through the book. And it's just, you know, going to open up some new pathways to point people to Jesus. And most sneakerheads might not think they can be a believer and be a sneakerhead at the same time. And
right, because it doesn't look cool.
In hip-hop culture feel that way as well. And so to realize, like, man, God has customized each one of you with a unique DNA, with passions, with preferences. And, like, listen, he's created you with the style that you like. You could still rock that style and love Jesus. Of course, you need to put the creator above the created. But, yeah, a lot of people have never heard that kind of message before.
So in Satan's shoes, what made you talk about the standard that you have? You spoke about a standard of you won't be with a female alone, the opposite sex, right, in your vehicle. Of course, besides, like, your sister. Shout out to my sister.
Yeah.
What made you talk about the standard for stuff within this chapter?
Yeah, so that was actually from the Satan's Shoes chapter, which you mentioned.
Right.
And, bro, that's the longest chapter of the book. Like, God gave me so much stuff to put in that chapter. And in essence, what I was saying is a lot of believers out there, their brand can switch over time if they're not careful. And I gave the example of King David and how he was a man after God's own heart, but his brand switched and he started rocking some Satan shoes for a little while.
Come on now.
When he was in the wrong place, because he was supposed to be out with the army in the field that spring, but he decided to take a spring break and stay at home. And so he was in the wrong place, and then he looked at the wrong thing. He looked at homegirl when she was taking a bath and he was on the rooftop, like, you know. And then he did the wrong thing. He had her come over, got her pregnant, and then he didn't own it. He tried to hide it and cover it up, and then that cover-up plan A didn't work, so then B had her husband murdered. And so, like, the point that I bring out in that chapter is that Satan is really slick, and the chapter before that is called Slippery Souls. So when you start to slip and compromise, your brand can begin to switch. And King David would have never imagined, like, hey, he just got comfortable. He's like, I'm not going to go out with the army this time. He never would imagine by taking that staycation that he would have committed adultery and murder. That was not his plan. And it's never our plan to go out and just start to sin and do crazy stuff. But the brand can switch and be so subtle and so smooth. And so for me, I have some standards. I got to put some boundaries up. And not that I don't trust myself or my wife doesn't trust me. There's never been any infidelity. We've been married for 27 years.
Come on!
But it's also because we both have these boundaries we respect. And I'm also, you know, a public figure. I'm a pastor. I'm an artist. I'm a lot of people know me. They see me out at a restaurant with another female, like, that doesn't look right. Oh, she's just a friend. Oh, she's from the church. Oh, I'm just meeting with her to help her, you know, through this problem. I'm just helping her with her business. I'm doing some counseling with her. No, that doesn't look right. Now, can I go out to lunch with her and somebody else? Or her and my wife? Or yeah. But to be alone with somebody, and you can say, well, that's different with this person because I'm not attracted to them. They're not my type. And it might be
that's totally, not the point.
It might, nothing may happen, but still it may not look right. But what it does then is it sets you up that you start to lower your standard. And then the next person is like, okay, well, I went out. Sometimes I go out with so-and-so because I work with them and we're just friends. So they're female. So I can go out with this person to lunch. That might be the person that you are attracted to a little bit. And it turns into a lot. And just in a weak moment, scripture, man, Satan can grab us, bro. So you just got to be careful, y'all. Be careful.
Doesn't scripture speak on in regards also to the appearance of sin? So that alone, your appearance of evil. So your standard, which is respectfully exactly what a lot of men should be looking at towards as well. Biblically speaking also, but that standard alone is what keeps people from looking at that as, hey, this is a form of evil. He's with the female alone. So again, and then I look at in Hebrews, now I'm not here to get theological or apologetics because what I'm about to say, I know is not what this scripture is talking about. But when it speaks to us in Hebrews, I believe it is about a cloud of witnesses. For me, I viewed that scripture one day. And I was stuck on it. I was like, Lord, why are you making me stuck on this cloud of witnesses? I know theologically what they're speaking about, right? Because everyone talks about it's Moses, it's Abraham, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, why am I stuck on this? And again, I'm not trying to take this out and make this personal, even though it is my personal relationship with the Lord. But I will say when I looked at that scripture, it put to my mind, anywhere I go, there are a cloud of witnesses. Yep. If I walk into a Miller Ale House, right up the street from the church, and I like that pork Bosco thing. Ooh, I've been ordering it. I have a Miller Ale House order of that right now in my refrigerator. And it's only 1:20 p.m. I'm just saying. So I'm in Miller Ale House, not caring, not paying attention. I start flirting with my waitress. Then I decide, you know what? Let me just get one beer. And then she sits down in front of me. And I'm just so happens that I didn't know that these people were at your church. I didn't know that anyone in this building is going to be going to the church tonight. But I'm just doing me.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, you, the pastor, says, I'm going to bring out my buddy, my brother, because now you make it personal. Like, oh, so pastor knows this person is coming out. Jabez, they see me walking out and they're like, oh, that's that dude that was drinking and flirting with the waitress at the Miller Ale House just a few minutes. And that's pastor's buddy? That's accountable for? Oh, I wonder what pastor's got up his sleeve. Right, right, exactly. So again, going to the whole cloud of witness part. And that standard part, I believe that's very important. Yeah. To have a standard. Men, I'm not saying that I can't say this to women, but I just want to speak to the men. Men, have that standard. Know your boundaries. Stop making it seem like it's a weak thing to have boundaries. Or that's a little, oh, I'm not a girl, bro. I don't even have boundaries. I'm a man. No, I mean, no, bro. Have your boundaries. Because you're a man, you're easily going to be tempted by that. Mm-hmm. That piece that that's going to tempt you and make you fall no matter how holy you think you are. Because again, it goes back to the appearance of, if I decided to have a dinner with a coworker who happens to be a female and she's married, probably, you know, it just doesn't look good at all. Yeah. So anywho, yeah, that was really dope. I wanted to ask that just because, like, yeah, I don't know, standard part in the middle of demonic shoes. I'm like, okay, let me ask him.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah, man. Well, yeah, bro, we gotta get ready to land the plane. Thank you, man, for being on here today. Flavor Fest was fire. And I do want to tell you, party people out there, we are going to do it again. The tour is happening in 2024. And we are looking to bring Jabez with us on the tour. That's right, baby. So we are coming to New York City. We are coming to at least New York City right now. That's what we know. I'm not going to tell you anything.
Oh, like, is he going to say some stuff?
I'll tell you New York City and Tampa. We will be in Tampa. The other cities,
right here, Chicago. Anyone in Chicago.
All the details and all the info in January. It's going to all be up on the website. You'll be able to register the cities, the speakers, the artists, all the details. Will be on and popping.
All I want to say is, if you're in Chicago and you have a building and location,
Chicago,
please hit up Pastor Tommy. Let's go to Chicago.
Jabez,
that's all I got to say.
Chicago. He really wants to go to Chicago. Stay tuned.
I do.
Stay tuned.
I want to bring you to spots where I can let you taste, not from Portillo's that you have up the street, because they do not make it the same way. I thought they would, but they don't.
They don't.
I want to introduce you to real Italian beef.
Okay.
But I'm assuming Philly had Italian beef, right? There's nothing but Italians out there, no? Or am I tripping?
I mean, maybe there was, but the Philly cheesesteaks and, you know, I mean, Italian restaurants
that's
didn't really. The Italian beef, I think, is really like a Chicago thing, man. I had never really heard of it until I went there. And when I tried it at one of the spots.
Oh, you did try it.
It was all right. It was a little soggy.
Oh, like, I'm off this interview, bro.
Man, it was just,
God bless y'all. May the Lord be with you, comfort you.
It was different. You gotta take me to the real place, bro.
All right, I will.
All right, man. Well, hey, bro. Tell everybody how they can find you, man.
Real quick, y'all. Right here, CHH Promotions. Go to Instagram, CHH Promotions. If you're wanting to follow my personal page, find it on the bio. I don't need you to follow me. Follow CHH Promotions, CHH Powerhouse as well now, and The Pavement, DA Pavement. The Pavement is our radio show. That's right. We are on radio. So make sure that you follow those Instagram pages. If you're an artist, looking to get exposure, hit us up. That's what we're here for. Whether it just be a quick interview or you want to get your music out there, and or if you want to learn about licensing, dotting your I's, crossing your T's, learning how you can actually receive residuals as you should for the gift that is given to you, for you to pay the bills, to pay your fam, to help your family, to pay help the church, to continue your tithe, help the community, whatever the case may be that you're going to do with those funds. Other than that, y'all, be on the lookout for a documentary of CHH, because your boy became an executive producer for a brand new documentary that's coming out. And that's crazy news that I haven't really talked about, nor am I supposed to. But when it comes to being with brother Pastor Tommy and the Flavor Fest and Crossover family, it's like, they got to let. Yeah, it just has to, bro. It just has to. So, yeah, y'all, give that a follow. God bless y'all. Hopefully, I get to meet every single person one day.
Well, Jabez, man, go ahead and close us out in prayer, man. Pray for the artists, the leaders, the pastors, the church planters, the movement creators that are checking us out, man.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much and foremost, Lord, for this day, for this breath that we are able to take, for our hands to be able to touch and feel, for the taste buds that we have, Lord, for us being able to still walk. There's things that we may not even thank you for, that we take for granted, that others only pray for the opportunity to do and have. Lord, we thank you so much for those things and allowing us to use them as instruments to glorify you, Father, with our hands, for the creators that are able to make music and make melodies that give you glory, that brings healing, that breaks change, that destroys generational curses. Lord, that you continue to bless those hands for those who have that artist mindset to create, Lord, because you are the creator. You, the Alpha, the Omega, by your words, by the sound, by frequency, your voice spoke and said, let there be, and then there was. Let there be, and then there was. And each thing you said is good, Father. So I pray for each creator, each person that is wanting to do something that glorifies you in the magnitude of art, Lord, that they would continue to not only give you glory, but recognize and discern what you are revealing to them so that they can take it to the masses, Lord. And as they do with their hands, as they create, Lord, that they are just following in your footsteps as we are to be. Father, and for the leaders, Lord, that they just stay rooted. Lord, that they just stay in your word. Father, I'm praying for in all discernment.
Yes.
A greater discernment, Lord. I pray that the spiritual ears are being enlightened, the spiritual eyes are being enlightened, Lord. And as they discern, that they're able to discern quicker and easier because the time that they spend with you. How can we know your voice if we're not spending time in your word to know your characteristics, your attributes, how you react, how you speak, how you judge, how you love, how you grab us, and how your grace flows, how your mercy feels? How would we know of any of those things if we're not spending time with you? So when you speak, to know that it is you directly speaking to us and not our own selves. Lord, I pray for each and every person that just enjoys the music, Lord, that they continue to seek music that glorifies you, that encourages them to also go out and make disciples. Not more Christians, but disciples, Lord. We need more disciples. Father, we thank you for all of this, Lord. And I ask that you just continue molding us and shaping us, Lord, as we go through this war, that we're reminded that we are covered by your blood, that we are covered by your spirit. And with that being said, Lord, that we are able to then go through the fire, receive those lessons that are being taught, and understand that we are being strengthened as we leave that fire, knowing that you have prepared something greater for us after. Lord, I thank you, honor you, glorify you, worship your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much for jumping on with us today, man. Stay tapped in to flavorfest.org. We will be releasing the dates and the cities in January. Also, the artist submissions for Tampa will open up in January for all the artists out there that keep asking, that want to get on. So stay tuned for that. And, yeah, tap in with my guy, Jabez. And, yeah, if you want to get a Gotta Be the Shoes book or you want to get this box for somebody for Christmas, like, go to freeshoesbook.com and check that out. Plant some seeds with somebody. And thank you guys for rocking with us. We are out.
Thanks for tuning into the Flavor Fest Urban Leadership Podcast. Stay connected with us on social media at UrbanD813 and at Flavor Fest. We'll talk to you guys next week. Peace and God bless.